On March 6, 2019, TSA officials came to Orlando to investigate, quote, multiple allegations of workplace concerns. This was after Transportation Security Officer Rob Henry jumped to his death inside the Orlando International Airport. As 90.7's Danielle Pryor reports, the investigation brought out years of toxic workplace allegations.
One investigator spoke with bomb specialist Dave Platt. He told them TSA leaders run Orlando International Airport using fear and intimidation. Platt says Rob Henry's death was not just a cry for help, but a call for change.
Henry is one thing. What I'm thinking about is all the people that have been fired and mentally, the mental anguish that's been perpetrated on them, how many years or days that's taken off in their lives of undue stress.
Henry's suicide brought out years of allegations of harassment and retaliation by management under the leadership of Federal Security Director Jerry Henderson. Henderson, the man in charge of Orlando's TSA, was temporarily replaced by Pete Garcia a couple of months after Rob Henry's death. Dave Platt is one of four TSA agents who spoke with WMFE on the record about alleged bullying. All four have filed legal action against current and former TSA managers in Orlando, and three have been accused of harassment themselves. Platt says he was suspended and reassigned several times as retaliation for reporting second-in-command and Deputy Federal Security Director Keith Jeffries for allowing an inert improvised explosive device used for training on a plane. According to the incident report, the passenger told TSA officers he was a Department of Defense contractor and that the device was a training aid. The device was allowed on the plane, and Jeffries was later cleared by an internal investigation. Dave Platt again.
I've been mortared before. I'm good. I've been down this road. You know, I've walked the walk. I've had to wear the bomb suit and go down there with a disruptor. But mentally, it's pretty tough. It's really tough to come to a place where you know you've got to look over your shoulder every day.
Platt says things have improved under interim Federal Security Director Pete Garcia. But it's not enough. Plus, Garcia is only temporary. Some officers who say they were targeted by management lost their jobs at the airport. Former security officer Joe Donadio says he got in an argument with his manager. Donadio accused his manager of physical assault, but he was ultimately reported to Keith Jeffries as, quote, a threat to himself and the people around him. Donadio says he was told he would need to transfer because of the incident, and he took some time off as his mental health started to decline.
The anxiety got extremely bad at that point because then it was coupled with depression.
TSA started a fitness for duty investigation into Donadio after he said he'd been diagnosed with generalized anxiety disorder. The agency ultimately determined he was, quote, medically disqualified for his job. Donadio says being fired made his condition worse.
I'm very, very, very familiar with that dark place that Robert was in. I look up right now and say, Robert, I hear you, man. I know that place.
Even those near the top of the TSA leadership chain at Orlando International Airport weren't immune to retaliation. Sean San Ramon was third in command and assistant federal security director of screening after Jerry Henderson and Keith Jeffries. He says he was a target of bullying, but admits it's not that simple.
I want to be very honest with you. I think I'm part of that, too. I think I have a responsibility. I think I witness certain things that I think I just let by in the idea of, go along to get along. And I think I regret that tremendously. In fact, I know I do.
San Ramon says the retaliation started after he told Jerry Henderson that Keith Jeffries had given a candidate questions ahead of an interview. He says his evaluations got shorter and he was accused of erratic behavior at a meeting. The agency ultimately suspended San Ramon's security clearance because of, quote, disruptive, aggressive, and threatening behavior in the workplace, and Henderson put him on administrative leave. San Ramon is in the security business. No security clearance, no job. It took him a year before he got his qualification back and almost two before he was hired at Sanford International Airport in a similar position.
Who's going to hire me? I have to report that the rest of my life, whenever I want another job in security, I've got to rehash everything that's occurred to me.
WMFE has made repeated attempts to contact Jerry Henderson through TSA, his attorney, and calls to his cell phone. At the time of airing, Henderson had not responded to requests for comment. But Keith Jeffries did give an exclusive interview to WMFE.
I could have named them for you right off the get-go, too. Go ahead. What are your questions about them?
He's no longer at Orlando International Airport, but he's now the federal security director at Los Angeles International Airport. Jeffrey says Platt was frequently accused of being unprofessional and that he recommended he be fired but was overruled. He says he offered Joe DiNardio an accommodation, but he didn't show up for the job. And Jeffrey says he was already working at LAX when Sean San Roman was put on leave. Jeffrey says he hopes Jerry Henderson is exonerated. If not...
If not, I expect him to be held accountable. You know, he's the federal security director. If morale is bad at Orlando and you're the federal security director at Orlando, it starts and stops with you, the leader. He knows that's how I feel.
Jeffries remembers meeting Rob Henry at the Orlando International Airport. He says Henry was a quiet kid. Jeffries conducted town hall meetings at LAX after his suicide to encourage workers who needed help to come forward.
Will Robert Henry's death change things in TSA? I think it already has. I think that it puts it in the bullseye of us to be more aware that we've got real people with real people challenges or issues or problems that we have to do a better job as leaders of helping them.
TSA responded to our interview request as the series went to air. Acting Deputy Administrator Patty Cogswell says after Rob Henry's suicide, they sent people to investigate his death and to offer counseling to officers. Cogswell says they're assessing next steps. She says Federal Security Director Jerry Henderson and Second-in-Command Steve Hansen won't be returning to the airport in the next 30 days. And when asked whether Keith Jeffries might transfer back from LAX, she had this to say.
None of the decisions about the future locations, the future decisions around Orlando are completely finalized, and so I'd prefer not to announce them at this time.
Danielle Pryor, 90.7 News.
If you or someone you know is depressed or suicidal, call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. You can also text the crisis text line at 741-741. Both are available 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Visit WMFE.org/TSA for the full investigation, TSA in Turmoil.